You know what? It just didn't go well for me personally. Obviously, I obviously got to go back and watch the film, but I think I made some bad decisions that really hurt the team. Yeah, obviously I didn't play the way I've played all year. I mean, I think up until this point I'd thrown, six or seven interceptions. So to throw four in one game, obviously that's not the way I play. So, I'm disappointed in that. We talked about it all week long to try to protect the ball, and obviously I didn't do that. So it's disappointing, and I got to be better than that. That's the bottom line. No, I don't. I mean, I don't think anything had to do with nerves. I think it's just lack of execution, really. That's just what it came down to.
Were you surprised they left you in the game?
No, I mean, I'm the quarterback of this team. It's been a long year. I fought my way back to play out here. I didn't want to be coming out of that game. And, I think that's just, those guys that were playing out there deserve for me to finish that game. I mean, we've put a lot of work in this year. And, as bad as it was going, I wasn't going to come out of that game. I mean, a lot of guys have put a lot of work in, and for me to cop out, I think would just show lack of being a man and lack of leadership. Yeah, sure. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of adversity. Obviously, this might be one of the worst parts of my career, but I think it's hard to kind of see past this right now. I think as time goes, I'll reflect on the season and realize there was some good parts too. Unfortunately, I picked the wrong time to have probably the worst game, so it's tough. And, the biggest thing for me is, stand up in front of you guys, own up to it, and learn from it. I really think that's the only way, you can go about it. It's disappointing. It's embarrassing. But, bad things happen in life, and obviously in my football career, this was a bad day, but I'll learn from it and always try to get better.
You said you had a bad game. But how much did the Chiefs, maybe what they were doing, have factor into?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're a good defense. They got, they won 10 games in a row, whatever. But I think for me it was just a lack of execution, to be honest with you. Just, keep fighting, I think. For me it was just, keep going out and keep playing. Like I said, I owed it to my teammates to stay out there and play through it. Like I said, things aren't always going to be great. So you just, man up and own up to it and keep fighting. I think, I owed it to my teammates to do that.
Brian, what happened on that interception at the 3-yard line?
That was just a bad decision. I think, for me, I got to be smarter about that play. And I saw blue flash and I got to know better than, someone at my feet, just be smart, throw it out of the back of the end zone. It was a dumb decision. And like I said, that hasn't been how I've played this year. And, for whatever reason, you make a bad decision. So, definitely took points off the board and, that's on me. Yeah. Well, like I said, you got to learn from the mistakes. Obviously I made a lot of those today. So, you just got to look yourself in the mirror and be, no, trust me, no one will be more critical of this than I will. And, as tough as it is, you go and you watch the film and you realize, what you did wrong. There probably wasn't a lot of good, but, you learn from it and you just keep fighting. I think that's how I've dealt with things my entire career. So, to me, it's something that, I'll take and I'll learn from and always try to become a better player. What's that?
You anticipate being the starting quarterback for the Texans next season?
I mean, that's, 9 months away. I'm going to prepare every day like I am, that's for sure. And, I owe it to those guys in that locker room and to these coaches to do everything I can to be a better player the next time I step on the field.
Brian, you've been through so much in your career, obviously. I mean, every year has been a challenge. And undrafted free agent was this year crazier? Or, last year, Johnny stuff.
Sure.
I mean, how would you describe this season?
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster, and I think, you know, for me, it's always been try to stay, you know, right there in the middle, not get too high, not get too low, and I think, you know, that's what's gotten me to this point in my career is just dealing with the highs and the lows, and, you know, you just take it, you know, day at a time, you know, realize the sun's going to come up tomorrow. I think, you know, for me, you know, I look at it, and there's no one who feels lower than I do right now, but, you know, one day does not make my career, one game does not make my career. You know, obviously I'm disappointed. Like I said, no one will be more critical of it than myself, and I'll take it and learn from it.
Brian, you guys got thrown down the eight ball pretty quickly there with that kickoff return. What did that mean?
Nothing. That had nothing to do with, you know, our lack of success. You know, really at halftime it's a 13-0, you know what I mean? So we're two scores away. We just, you know, really me, I just didn't execute the way I needed to help my team win.
Brian,